Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
me. Time to spend my money. Never passed.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The woman of the Lord is on the line. And we are going to stop the worship here so she can come on and do what that says the Lord. We are so grateful that she is feeling much better. God has touched her body and she has stepped out on the water like Peter. She stepped out on the water, walking towards Jesus. And we know as she walked towards Jesus that Jesus would not allow her to sink. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this woman of God, this servant that you have called, you have ordained, you have appointed, and you have approved. Lord, I thank you for allowing her to come back and be able to minister to us because we are hungry and we are thirsty for righteousness. We ask you, Father God, that you fill the atmosphere right now with your presence, O God, that you take complete control of the atmosphere, God. God, that you do what only you can do, Father, that you, Lord God, sterilize the atmosphere, that whosoever come on or even after the message is released that surf the web and pick upon this blog talk radio station, Lord, that their life will not be the same, oh God. We pray this, Father God, that you know, God, that you would use her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay, that as she see and hear, she would speak, Father. God, let there be none of her but all of you, God. And Father, even as we hear, let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And Father, we pray for traveling mercy for Apostle Washington as she go to her eye appointment this morning, oh God. We pray that they will get there safe and get returned safe. And all that she have to do today, Lord, we ask that you give a supernatural favor, that all will go in her favor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Apostle Jefferson, and allow the Lord to use you. Come on in. I'll be listening, but I'm working, so I'll be listening.
Praise the Lord. I thank you, praise God.
Amen.
Here this morning, I thank you, praise God, for our overseer, Apostle David Callender, and his wife, Linda Callender. I ask God to many blessings upon your life in the name of Jesus, to Apostle Linda Washington and Bishop Jane Washington. God, to bless them, Lord, everything that he got in the heart that they have placed before his son, that God would do it for them. And each and every one on the line, I think Evangelist Lula is on the line, but I pray
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You. Thank you, Jesus. And Apostle Callender, I thank y'all for your prayers. I thank everybody for your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I want to thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be speaking this morning from the book of Mark, the 13th chapter in the 7th verse. I'm going to read this verse, and then I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to me. Eve, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I was gone last week, ooh, I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The 13th chapter of Mark. In the 7th verse, it reads, "And when you shall hear a war and rumors of war, be ye not troubled.
Amen.
For things must needs be, shall not yet." He said, but, I'm sorry, I skipped the verse. He said, "For such things must needs. Yeah, not yet, but the end." The way it said, "but the end." To me, you should have went the other way, but it's God's word. But I was over. It says, "For such thing must need be, the end shall not yet." Other words, God is saying these things gonna come in the world. Trials after trials, tribulation after tribulation, problem after problem. He said, but the end is not yet.
Amen.
Last week, I was down. My niece was sick, and I wasn't feeling my best. But I'm a praying person. Hallelujah. I love to pray. Amen. And I
Amen.
Was, and I was walking the floor, and I was talking to God, and I was just telling God some things that, you know, we have seen and hear all this news and been getting phone calls. This going to happen. That's going to happen. But, you know, my response say, I'm not concerned about that. And the lady got kind of upset because I made that remark. I said, because if you get in the Word, if you get in the Word, you'll see what the Lord is saying in the world. And as I say, I will walk on the floor, and the Spirit says, this is it. Hey, glory. Times when people started winding up. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about, in different scripture, I'm going to talk about the judgment. You know, people going around in their daily activity doing the things that they feel that they need to do, some doing things they don't have to do. But in all of that, so many of them don't have God in their life. So many don't even consider that he's God. Hallelujah. Don't consider that he has a son, Jesus. Don't consider that he sent his son into this world. Hallelujah. This adultery generation world. Hallelujah. That our soul might be saved. But they don't realize everything that they do, they got to give an accounting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so my subject is, this is it. Because we got to be amazed. We got to get on point now. You know, I know so many times, I'm not talking about the Christian people, because we all go through things, you know. And there are things that we know we got to do in order to survive. Some got to work. Some, whatever it might be, is a form of work. But even when you work, you can keep it in your heart. Amen. Some people, when they go to work, they want to leave him at home. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Because where they're going, they don't want nobody to know that, hallelujah, that they know him. But it's time that we lift him up, hallelujah, because he said in his word, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men to me. All men to him. So many, they talk about this Jesus, hallelujah. They talk about him, miracle worker, hallelujah. They talk about him, he is the miracle. He is. But everything that he said, he meant exactly what he said. He said, this is it. He said, tell him, this is it. And I said, my God, this is it. Other words, he let us know. If we don't get it right in the time that we got remaining here on earth, we know where we're going. I said, if we don't get it right. But he gave us an opportunity in his word. And no, he is such a good God. He's such a good God. He's so forgiving God. Amen.
Amen.
He's so good that he don't say, well, I remember 2 years ago when you did this. I remember 20 years. He ain't that kind of God. Hallelujah. Because what you did 2 years ago, either 4 years ago, that's all in the past. And if you have prayed to God out of sincere heart, hey, it's in the sea. He cast that into the sea. But he's given us an opportunity because so many have not made that step. Hallelujah. And that step is repentance because he sent Brother John. Hallelujah. He came preaching repentance. And so many people don't want to repent. So many want to grab their Bibles and run to the church and just open the Bible when the preacher said open their Bible and just have it on that page. I have seen them doing it. Sitting beside somebody else, holding a conversation, the preacher preaching. It's time that we get him in our heart today. This is what I'm saying. I said, I'm going to take my time because I got to do what he told me to do. He said, tell him this is it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, time is winding up. Hallelujah. It's winding up. Hallelujah. And all people talk about, oh, what's going on there? Oh, you better buy this. We are quite near you if you got any Wilson gas. You're supposed to be already prepared. Hallelujah. You're supposed to prepare for a war in a time of peace. Hallelujah. One day, as my mom used to teach us there, I didn't understand. I said, Mama, what you mean prepare for a war in a time of peace? She said, you don't wait till the war break out and then try to go get you some definition of bullets or going, some kind of protection. you're going to have you some protection laid back. So Jesus must know his word. We got to get packed up. Hallelujah. Each and every day, every opportunity we have, moment of our life. But people so got this, oh, busy moment. They so busy that they don't wipe them on out the way. Hallelujah. Some had let them came in, but I said they don't wipe them on out of the way because they are so busy. He ain't that kind of God. You can't push him to the side and pick him up when you need him. I said, judge me coming. Hallelujah. He said, judge. We all going to be judged. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to keep him every minute. Hallelujah. And preparing ourselves, being in his word. Being in his word. Being in the word. Have the word in us. Oh, glory be to God. I tell the Lord, open my eyes. Of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I can see you. And I said, not only see you, I said, I want to go back with you when you come. Because the word of God says, he's coming on a cloud. In every eye I shall see him. But he ain't said now time that everyone's going to go back with him. Hey, glory. Only those that is of God. Amen. I'm going to turn back. Luke. The 21st chapter, and the 11th verse. Hallelujah. I'm still talking about it. The judgment. The judgment. I said, in the 21st, I think. Yeah, no. I said, Luke, the 21st and the 11th verse. See, you know, we hear all these things happen. And we used to hear about them long time ago, way other places. But he let us know these things on earth. And if we read the word of God and we see these things happen in the world, how can people say there is no God? Huh? How can people say, oh, you don't have to live the word? But he said in the 11th verse, he said, and great earthquake shall be in divers places, and family and pessimists, and fearful sight of great signs shall be from heaven. Now, if all these things come, he says, they're going to come from heaven, the earthquake. He said, a pessimist. But you know, we are going through pessimism now. Amen? Every time you turn around, they say, oh, the virus getting worse. They're going to do another spring. The virus is going to be worse than that. These ain't nothing but pessimism that God is sending in the earth. God has gave men opportunity. Hallelujah. He has belonged his time because he's still standing with outstretched arms. And he's telling my people to come. Come unto me. Hallelujah. But still some won't come. Still, some going on blinded. They are walking in darkness, but they think they see. Amen. And when you try to tell them what the Bible says, give them the verse, read it for themselves. But they still say, it don't mean that. Because once I give my heart to God, I can live where I want. That's just as big as a lie that ever been told. People need to get down, and pastors need to get down. I tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, it's something God revealed. He revealed it to me. But I see it happening. I see it happen. And I told y'all a long time ago, I got a burden down in my heart. I got a burden. I want to look and see what happened. And people are still in the same position. And some of them said, well, if we lose our job, they're going to give us another stimulus check. You keep on waiting on the stimulus check. You better wait on Jesus. Mm-hmm. You better wait on Jesus. You better wait on Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our provider. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, oh, you better look. They said they're going to cut your check off. I don't want to hear that mess. Well, what's wrong with you, Millie? I said, what's wrong with me? I said, I got Jesus down in my soul. Hallelujah. He done told me he's going to take care of me. Hallelujah. Not only me. He said he's going to take care of his people. He said, and they are famine. He said, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But he told me a long time ago he's going to bring men back down to the knees. Hallelujah. And they up and down, they doing this and doing that. And then when you start to telling them, they say, oh, you trying to judge me? No, I'm not trying to judge nobody. Mm-hmm. God didn't tell me to judge. He told me, preach the word. Preach the word. And that's what I'm doing. Hallelujah. No, whatever we doing, because a lot of people doing things and truly they don't, someone don't realize. They got to give an account. They're just doing something. Mm-hmm. They sitting there talking about people, shouting lies in their name, sitting in the church house, on the street, you walk the street, people just talking. Why are they doing that? Why? Because Satan is in the heart. They rather talk, they rather tear something down in order to pray and build that person up. In the churches all over, people are pulling other people down. When God raised his woman or man up, I'm not going to pull him down. Why? Because that demon spirit have advanced itself. He already was here. Hallelujah. He already here. He already been here. He ain't just not came. Hallelujah. He gets in the minds, in the hearts of the people. And he's telling him in his workers he got. Amen. Do this and do that. But you're going to have to give an account. Hallelujah. Because he said these things are going to be. He said, great earthquake. I mean, we'll have some, and we'll see them on the TV or up on the state, and we'll say, wow, that was bad. We ain't seen nothing yet. I said we ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to go to Hebrews, the 9th chapter and the 27th verse, Hebrews. I'm trying to keep it in order. Like, I'm going to Hebrew, and then I come back. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I'm talking about judgment coming. Amen. That one day we got to be judged. Amen. One day we're going to be judged. Amen. For the good and evil. Hallelujah. That we are born in the earth. Hallelujah. Because he's keeping a record. Mm-hmm. And the old people used to say, everything you do, you got it written down. Hallelujah. He ain't got to write it down because he's God Almighty. Hey, he knows everything. He knows everything. He knows what you're doing. His eyes run to and fro in the earth. Okay, Hebrew, I say, the 9th chapter and the 27th verse. Hallelujah. He said, and it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this judgment, see, so many people think, well, when you're dead, that's it, you're done. No, baby. The Bible said, but after death, going to be judgment. Hallelujah. Well, you man's got to stand before God. Hallelujah. My God. It's going to be a dreadful day when you stand in front of the Almighty God. He began to tell you what you did and what you didn't do. And a lot of people are like, I'm going to tell him I did this. I'm going to tell him, you know, the women said, I'm going to tell God I want to share him with my husband. My husband, you can let your husband call you to lift your eyes and head in jail if you want to. I just tell it just like it is, huh? I'm not going to lie to nobody. God ain't going to put nobody in hell. You're going to put yourself in hell because he gave you a will. Amen? Amen. If husband don't want to serve him, you tell husband, well, I'm going to serve him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to serve him with you or without you. Let it be your choice. I am not going to let nothing separate me from my God. Hallelujah. My God. When I didn't have nobody else, hallelujah. When I was on that lonely road by myself, hallelujah. And I call on that name, hallelujah. And I know his power in that name, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I got around people that I felt their spirit, someone just hated me for no reason at all because, yeah, let me take that back. They hated me for Jesus. But I hadn't did a thing to them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But my God took care of me. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Regardless of what they said and what they've done, I did not deny his name. Hallelujah. And that's what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many denying that name. And if you deny his name, hallelujah, he's a damnation to your soul already. Hallelujah. And you know, if you don't repent, you're going to lift your eyes in hell. Some preacher ain't preaching about hell. Mm-hmm. Some out here now, they telling people, wish they should have been told them. But it ain't too late, because now, today is the day of salvation. Paul said, today, if you hear his word, he said, harden not your heart. Open up your heart. Repent of your sin. If you don't know the ways of God, show me the way. He'll lead you and he'll guide you to all truth. That's what he said. Hallelujah. He said, I'm talking about this is it. You ain't got no excuse. Hallelujah. You ain't got no excuse, because all excuses was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. And he said, this is it. Hallelujah. Now I'm going back to John the fifth chapter. Mark and John, okay. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the judgment. And so many people don't want to talk about the judgment. Someone said, well, when you die, you're going to hell. You don't know you're going to hell or not. If you ain't got, like the Bible said, according to the word of God, you ain't. Hallelujah. 5:22. That's what he said, John 5:22. Let me find 22. I got it. People are so quick. They live everything, every kind of life that the world got to offer them. And when they die, and then when the funeral people roll their body into the church, the preacher gets there trying to smooth things over with the family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very few pastors that I have been to a funeral, and they'll say, you know, I didn't know this person. And he said, neither. I'm not here to jury. Well, I'm here to preach the word. Preach the word. No, I'm in the church that needs to be saved. Because that person, wherever life he lived his funeral. Believe it or not, he lived his funeral. We're living our funeral every day. So let the good overrun our evil. Hallelujah. So if you live for God, then you die. Hallelujah. According to his word, he said, I got a mansion waiting on you. Because he said, I'm going. He said, my father's house. I'm going back to my father. Prepare a mansion for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you live right, amen, I tell you, if you live right, people say, well, I don't know how. You get in the word. If you just know Jesus, Jesus, help me. Lord, I don't understand nothing. I don't really understand if I read. But, Lord, you help me because I want to be saved. I tell you, he'll help you. He will reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. Because it's not his will that any shall perish, but every man will come into repentance. Hallelujah. And you're coming to repentance and live the word, you shall have a righteous life. Amen. Amen. John 5:22, and it reads as follows. But the Father judged no man. It ain't his time. Judged no. But he who to come to. He to come. But praise God, he already came now. He already came. Hallelujah. For all sin has been settled in Christ. All sin, because we went to the cross. Amen. Now we don't have no excuse. But he said, the Father judged no man, but he had committed all judgment to his Son. Hallelujah. In that day, I said, Jesus is going to judge us. I said, in that great day, you have to stand at the judgment seat, and you got to be tried. had to go to court and stand before the judge or sit before the judge, he might say, I'm going to give you 6 months in the jail, or I might give you 6 years in the prison. I said, that's a man judge. But I'm talking about the one that's going to judge the judge. It's Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm talking about the one, hallelujah, that went to that cross and shed his precious blood. Hallelujah. He said, without the shedding of his blood, there is no remission of sin. We don't have no excuse. This is it. I said, we don't have no excuse today. This is it. It's time that we start searching our life. Take inventory. Take inventory. Even people in the grocery store, they take inventory. Sometimes, 2 months, hallelujah, they go through everything that they feel that is out of date or they don't know is not being bought as, you know, as they would like to, they'll put it back. They'll mark it down. But inventory in our life, we got to touch our heart. Hey, you got any hatred in there? You better take that out. Mm-hmm. You got any bitterness and malice and evil and strife in your heart. People got hatred in their heart. They'll hate people they ain't done a thing to. Hallelujah. We got to ask God to move out my heart. God, I want the heart of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nay, and I want the mind of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I don't want to hate no man. I want to love him, hallelujah. With agape love. Because God, you gave me agape love. You love all of us with agape love. We're supposed to love one another like that. We're supposed to be, yes, God said we can be in him. Amen. Because God ain't going to judge you. He let us know now, right now, but the day going to come. Hallelujah. So if you don't get it right over here, baby, it's too late to get it right over there. And I heard people, I don't know, it's just a religious, I don't know. But a person dies, and then they get around, and they call their other friends around, and they try to pray them into the kingdom. No, you cannot do that. The way you live, in the way you die, if you live a righteous life, when God take the breath, he gave men the breath, and the breath going to automatically go back to him. But if you have lived a simple life and hadn't got rid of your sin by praying and asking God, you died a simple life. And the way you died is the way you're going to get up. Oh, yeah, you're going to come up again. Because the grave got to give up. Hey, the sea will have to give up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whichever way you went out, you have to get up. And you have to stand before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a shame how people, things going on in the world, like things getting worse and worse. And then you mention Jesus, they don't want to hear nothing about him. I said, but this is it. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, this is it. It didn't come from me, the mouth. It came from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because I was just praying, asking God. I was asking God to do something for my niece and do something for me. Hey, and God started to minister to me. My. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our young people. Going astray. You try to tell them the right way. They know it all. But God going to save some of them. Why? Because those that's walking aright, they're keeping the young generation before God. Hallelujah. We're keeping the young generation before God. Thank you, Jesus. After we're keeping them. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to tell nobody nothing wrong. And I ain't going to agree with you if you say, well, Sister Amanda, it ain't right for me to do this and do that, is it? You ain't going to get me to agree with you if you ain't in the Word. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't agreeing with nothing. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, hey, even when in the church of today, where you put your hands on the Bible and testify, and you know, for a person that going on trial, you're supposed to testify the truth, that you know the truth. But I realize how many people testify a lie. But I'm talking about that only thing going to stand is the truth. And he's the only thing going to stand, nothing but the righteousness. And he said, only the righteousness shall see God. Hallelujah. Only shall see God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he said, but it has all judgment unto the Son. Christ is a Savior today. Mm-hmm. But we'll be the judge tomorrow. If I say he's going to be the judge, that's why. Hallelujah. He's going to come back and judge him. Hallelujah. And don't let him catch you with your work on him. We don't know this might be our last day. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important. Hallelujah. Some said pray before you go to bed and pray when you get up. I agree on that, but I said pray all through the day. Hallelujah. Because we don't know what the next minute going to bring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise God, and I praise God. I praise God. And I said, looking over my life, hallelujah, seeing what he brought me from, I know it's only by his grace. By his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He found little Mary. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, I found Jesus. Jesus had never been lost. He knew what we was. He knew before we were even born into the world. He knew us when we was in our mother's womb. He knew us. Mm, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he knows, hallelujah, I am here. And I say, he's mine. Hallelujah. I got a Savior today that I love his name. Hallelujah. And I don't mind telling the world. So many people say, well, I don't want to hear you talk. You ain't got to want to hear me talk. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you what the Word of God say. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. It's up to you whether you receive it or not. I'm telling you what's in the Word. I say, come back again. Mm-hmm. He come back in the Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He coming back again to be the jury. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to Acts 10. Okay. Acts 10:42. Okay. I got it. 10:42. See, God gave every man. He gave every man what to do. He gave every man assignment to do. Amen? Amen. If you just have assignment, pray for the nation. That's your assignment. But in Acts 10:42, he said, and he commanded us to preach to the people, unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quickening and the dead. See, he's going to change. We're going to be judge of the quickening of the dead. Quick, he said, living. Mm-hmm. Today, Jesus is Savior. Tomorrow, he's still talking about he's a jury. He's our Savior today if we allow him to be. Hallelujah. But he had commanded us, the one that he called out. He called to minister. And I know you can minister in more than one way. I agree, you don't have to stand in nobody's pulpit. Hallelujah. And you can minister on the street corner. Or you can minister on the telephone. Hallelujah. But you can tell what thus said the Lord. That's all he said. He command us. So many people say, well, I got him. And I know I've been doing. got all him, but you're so big in him and you can't open your mouth and share it with nobody else. That's a hard-hearted person. That's a hard-hearted person. Amen. How can you have so much of this power and you can't not share it? Don't you know if you had all that power, you're going to blow it up yourself? And people sitting back and saying, I know I got him. I got him. I can feel him all over me. Oh, I know the Spirit will go all over you. Hallelujah. He will. He will run all over you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I just tell him that now, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I want to fear you. And I declare he just goes all over me. But that don't, if the thing living right, it don't mean nothing. Or he said in his word, I don't dwell in no unclean place. He tell you he wants to come by. And see, that's what got people so messed up. Because they kill him every now and then. And I just still living like the world. I'm telling you, you can live like the world if you want to. But you got to stand before God. And you have to give him counter for every sin that you have committed on this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, today, he told me to tell you, this is it. Hallelujah. And it is it for somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to keep it on down in the word. I'm going back, hallelujah, to Matthew 25:32. Matthew 25:32. This is it. Hallelujah. Okay. 25:32. I am saying that the Lord was telling me all this stuff going on. He have gave me opportunity after opportunity to get it right. Although, even in the midst trouble in our land, so many deaths were lost, so many sick in the hospital. We still praying for God to send his minister angel of healing to heal them. But he said, tell them this is it. If you don't get it right now, it's going to be too late. After a while, it's going to be too late. This God has blessed. I said, God has blessed his people. Amen. God has blessed. He has blessed us each and every day of our life. Hallelujah. He's blessing us. And through his blessing, we all have a mind to say, thank you, Jesus. Truly, if you were sitting in the house and didn't have no food, and somebody drive up on your door and just give you some food, and maybe it be some everything your heart desires, I'm sure you'll have enough of respect and say, thank you, sir. Or thank you, ma'am. Very few say, thank you, Jesus. Because you came through for me. You know, it does something to my heart when I see people putting Jesus in their life behind. They ain't put him behind because they can't put him behind. But I'm saying in their life, they put him behind. They don't give him praise and honor they do to his name. He's been so good to you. I'm telling you, he's been so good to you. He's been so good to them that living up under the bridges. He's been good to me, sparing their life through the bad winter cold, year after year. Hot weather, summer after summer. And we go around here with these air conditioners, and we go outside, we feel like we're going to faint. Oh, God, I can't make it. But he let them make it. Why? Because he's a merciful God. He's such a good God. He took everything that he had, and he gave it to us, although he said, hey, this is what the Father had is mine. My mind is dying. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of his own. He just requested we repent. That's all he said. We repent and live according to my word. He ain't got no whip. Be the cross out of my back every 2 and 3 seconds. You ain't do this, you ain't do that. He know we ain't perfect, but we probably be striving to perfection. And if we do anything the Holy Spirit, that's not like God, the Holy Spirit is going to let us know. Oh, yes. I don't know about you. And I don't know about you, your God, but I know my God. He'll let me know. My spirit get grieved, and you need to go and apologize for this, or you need to pray about this thing. Hallelujah. If even the wrong thought come in my mind, and I get passing somebody, don't even know them, just look at them. Repent. Why you're looking at something? Why you're gauging? Gauge at Jesus. He's the one got the power. Hallelujah. I know I got to talk about Millie. It's a jersey. You know, our people wear what they want to wear, if they opportunity, if they privilege. And I was in Walmart, and I know I sent the purple, some look green, whatever. And this lady had pink hair. And she was off distance from me. And I'm talking about I stared. I stared and I stared. Now, that was none of my business. And I said to myself, golly, what's next? Now, that was none of my business. And as I got in my bag and walked out the door, I said, God, forgive me. That woman, that's her hair. She want to dye green, purple, black. That's her business. But I didn't have no business staring at that. I'm old, they're coming all these colors. What are they trying to prove? That ain't my business. Keep my eyes on Jesus. And so I'm just saying things like that. And I was, oh, that's a little thing. Yeah, the little thing. Yeah, the little fox going to destroy the vine. And so these little bitty things, that's why it's so important that we repent. We repent daily. Hallelujah. I don't want my living to be in vain. And as I go through this journey, I want to help somebody on the way because I know one day, hallelujah, we all got to stand and we got to be tried. We got to stand at the day of judgment, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those that righteous going to go with God, we'll hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to go on down. Hallelujah. Talk about being judged. Talk about the judge. We know that Jesus is the judge. Amen. And like I said before, it's so many people really in their heart, they don't believe. They don't believe that even after they die, they believe they'll get up, but you know they believe that they'll go with Jesus. They don't believe that the Bible, when you start to tell them you got to stand before Christ and give an accounting of what your work shall be, they'll say no. When you live in this earth, when you go to church, you serving God, he said you die, and you're going to go be with God. Well, it depends on how a person been taught. And that's why it's so important. At least the churches that I have, you know, visit, when the pastor get up and he'll tell the congregation, coming from the book, so-and-so, those that have your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, look right in front of you. There's a Bible on the pew, in the back of the pew, turn. It's so important that you read what the pastor reading. Amen. Maybe when you read, you say, well, I don't see it that way. Hey, you better go to God. God said he called those, he anointed those, his people, his pastor, his prophet, his chief, his prophet, his evangelist. He anointed them for the job that he appointed to them. Might don't come out the way you like it. But I tell you one thing, he goes, God's going to get the glory. That's all that matters. But if you get to something that you don't understand, and you say, well, Jesus, I just didn't understand that passage today. I don't see that. Open up my understanding. Open up my understanding, God, because truly I want to know what you're saying. And I am sincere. From the depth of my heart, I'm sincere. If you ask him, he will show you. Amen. He will show you. He will show you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from the other. As a sheep divide his shepherd. As a shepherd divide his sheep. Excuse me, y'all. As the shepherd divide his sheep from the goat. See, God's going to do the separation. This is called judgment. The judgment of the nation. He's going to do the separation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's talking about hallelujah. He said, at the outset of the kingdom age, the outsetting are set at the kingdom age. But God going to do the separation. See, we can't separate nobody trying to separate. I'm too good to be with you. No. I'm just another soldier. I say, in God's army, hallelujah. I'm a soldier in God's army, hallelujah. I'm out here on the battlefield. I'm trying to tell somebody to get right with God, hallelujah. God's going to separate us in that day. But in this day, and that the scripture said, come from among them, the unbelievers. And that's a different thing. But we got to be in the midst of somebody or to tell somebody about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if we don't go in the midst of people, how can we tell anybody anything? Oh, I know they got lice and all of this and all of that. But come at the word. Hallelujah. Tell them a person come out of their sin. Because God's going to separate. He's going to have the sheep. He's going to separate the sheep from the goat. And there's so many goats mixed up with the sheep. They dress like the sheep. You can't tell one from another. Unless you got a discernment of the spirit. That's the only way you're going to turn. I'm talking in on this earth. That's the way, only way you're going to turn that know the sheep from the goat. The goat's doing everything the sheep doing. The sheep doing everything the goat doing. Hey, that you know, you got to get in the order now. Got to get lined up with the word. Hallelujah. You got to get stay in line with the word. I say, this is it. This is our last chance, people. It's our last chance. We got to cry out. And we got to let the world what me and me say. Some say, be quiet. But I got to be like Van Bonham is. I got to holler loud. I've been cursed out, y'all. I tell them what the word of God says. But I will stop. My God. I will stop. Lift up the name of Jesus because judgment day is coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Talk about these three men. One time they was visiting our next door neighbor. And it was pretty high because I was in my mama's house and they came out the lady door. It was really stagging. And I went out on the back porch. I just had the back porch because this my life is Jesus. I ain't playing this thing. This is my life is Jesus. I got saved. I gave him my heart at the age of 22. Hallelujah. Woo. Like fire. In my bones, hallelujah. Me and my sister, we be together. And we'll talk about Jesus. And one of the guys, they were lined up against the middle wall just talking. And, hey, come go with me. And they were saying, come on, go with me. We live in some part of the Mississippi. Come on, go with me. Some kind of club. I ain't open my mouth then. I couldn't open my mouth till the Holy Spirit gave me what to say. And my sister told, no. We come out here to ask y'all, would you receive Jesus as your personal Savior? The men got quiet. and out of my mouth. I can't tell you, but I know the word of God was flowing. I mean, it was flowing. They keep looking at me like, where in the world all this coming from, lady? I'm telling you the truth, that man was drunk, and I kept on talking. That man got sober, and tears began to flow down his face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I told him, I said, God desires to save your soul. All you got to do is just repent. I said, because there's a hell, and there is a hell. But it's left up to you which one you choose. Hey, and you can't go out and live out here like you're doing and think when you die, you're going to go to heaven. The other man said in Miller, well, that's what we was told. I said, well, who told you that? That's not right. Get your Bible. Don't take my word for it. Get your Bible. Go to your pastor. And you ask your pastor, say, you don't live right, where you going to go when you leave here? I said, if he got any right in him, he's going to tell you. And the one place for you to go, and that's hell. And our folks don't want to talk about hell. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about hell. Oh, yes. And then some say, yeah, that's so many different parts here. Well, yeah. I'm talking about that hell burning with fire and brimstone. That fire will burn forever. Amen. We got to be judged, saints. We got to be judged, peoples of God. In Jesus' name, it's time. It's time that we look where he already have brought us through in this world. I said he have brought us through so much in this world. He's carrying us through every minute, every second of the day. And we all gonna make time. Lord, what I didn't do yesterday, Lord, forgive me. Let me do it today. But I know, personally, I know yesterday is gone. And I'm just saying that maybe somebody might have said, Lord, I didn't do. But today, I want to make you mine. Hallelujah. I want to make you mine, Lord. And you make God yours. Hallelujah. I declare, he's showing up. You is here. Hallelujah. Because you already here. Hallelujah. But he wants you to get right. There's nothing to make a father happy. See his son and his daughter. If they gone somewhere, come back home in a mother. Hallelujah. And make the father so blessed that they son, if their father's walking up right, hear their son and daughter come walking up right before God. That's a joy in that father's heart. Nothing can take away. So our God, he sent his son. He loved us so much that he sent his son. He says, not his will that any would perish, but every man will come unto repentance. He said, oh, you just let's repent. Hallelujah. Because I want you saved. And once you give your heart to God, the word of God said, heaven rejoice over one son. One son that repents. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. I know, according to God's word, hallelujah. I know, I see the signs of the judgment. He and more people began to talk about, hallelujah, talking about, something going to happen. Something's on its way. Huh? I'm talking about, it's amazing. Amazing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, a lot of people got afraid. They got fear in life. They said, what's going on? Every time you turn around, it's this. Every time you turn around, it's that. I said, he just letting you know. He's getting closer. He's getting closer. And the lady told me, she said, you know what? She said, I believe that because she said, time to turn around. She said, she started talking about the virus again. And then she said, next thing I know, we're talking about another one coming out. And she said, you know, we've been praying, hoping that the thing go away. I said, I still believe it will go away. I said, but God, he's trying to get people's eyes on him. Uh-huh. I said, now he can if he want to. Well, no. I see to him, tell him to break in. The woman said, what you say? Hey! Thank you, Jesus. I said, he's too intelligent. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I said, he's too intelligent to break in. Mm-mm-mm. He's God all by himself. He don't need nobody else. We need him. Hallelujah. Yes, he can make men live right, but he ain't going to make you live right. I lay before you. Yesterday. You want life, you choose him. If you want death, you're going to keep on with Satan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his angels. Mm-hmm. Because all of them are going to be dropped in hell. I'm talking about hell, hell. Where there's no return out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God. I praise God to let us know. He let us know ahead of time to give us an opportunity right now. Lord, I know I ain't been living right. But God, you help me. There's so many people really want to live right. I mean, you'd be just amazing. You get out there from the window to people and they'll say, well, I didn't know this. Sister, this is my first time in this. I thought I was all right. See, that's our problem. We think we all right. But we ain't right till we get in the Word of God and get that Word really down in us. Hallelujah. I said that word keeps you straight now. It'll keep you straight. Hallelujah. And you can, hallelujah. We can work that word. Hallelujah. We can work that word. What you mean? We can work that word. We can begin to pray that word to God and tell God what you said. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Amen.
Let me tell you one thing. I got to say just a little bit. Hallelujah. I was down my niece's house and trying to help her and seeing her what she was going through. Yeah, that touched my heart, y'all. It touched my heart. But I was praying. I was praying. I was standing over her. And the more I prayed, the more she was crying. And I kept on praying. Then I began to call on my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got to call on my God. My God, my God. And I used to hear my spiritual mother say, used to say sometimes, said that, like, with, you know, when she pray for people, either gets in the midst of people, and she'll say, like, you know, whatever they're going through, she'll get that spirit, you know what I'm saying? And I got that spirit where she was grieving, hurting. She was grieving, hurting. But I prayed. You know, she stopped crying. And out of her mouth, he was saying, yes, T.T., yes, T.T. I said, call on his name now, baby. I said, call on his name, hallelujah. I said, yeah, the medicine here, it'll help some, too. I said, but you call on that name, hallelujah. I said, oh, that's power in his name. And then as I was walking out of her room, hallelujah, going, checking on the children, then going back down them 16 stairs and up. Back and forward, up, back. Because when she had her pain, she called me on the phone, and here I go. Hallelujah. And I said, God. Whew. I said, Lord, help. I said, Lord, I know you hear my prayer. I said, I know you hear my prayer. I said, I know you hear my prayer. I said, I know you hear my prayer, God. And I said, God, I ask you, come on in now, God. Oh, that spirit going to come in and going to make me get free. I said, devil, you is a lie. You going to go. This greed spirit going right now. And I tell y'all the truth in a few minutes. That greed spirit went. Now, I'll tell you another one. Those little kids got on my neck of a nerve, but I'm talking about this greed spirit. Devil is going to tie me down, that I wouldn't go back in there and pray for her, that I wouldn't go back and encourage her. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, that devil, you is a lie. Mm-hmm. You is a lie. Hallelujah. Because, see, God told me to do it. God told me to do it. He told me to do it. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for my niece, too. I thank God that she has confidence in me and my God. Oh, yes, she believe in God, too. But she have confidence in dominion, my God. We got to have people call me, hallelujah, because you know I'm coming, hallelujah. Not only to my niece, anybody I can help. You call me, I'm coming. Hallelujah. I come at you sick, you know, and real sick. I ain't talking about nobody with no funny mess, because I ain't got time for that. My eyes is on Jesus, hallelujah. I tell my God every day, I thank him, I can look through my life, hallelujah, all of my life, and I know he brought me through. Oh, seen and unseen, hallelujah. When I was so sick and I thought I was going to leave this world, I said, God stepped in, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, heal my body. That's what you do. He's a mighty good God. He let us know, this is it, people. Wherever you ain't got right, you better start working on that thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, hey, we don't get there overnight, but you keep on working on that thing. Huh? You just come fast and get the heart clean, and God's going to do the rest. And you just live that you know to live, but you tell him every minute, God, I want to be like you. He's going to do the rest, hallelujah. Because God, when I come and before you, I want to hear well done. I don't want to hear you say, I never knew you. Huh? I never knew you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today that he knows my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows my name. He knows all of us, our people's names. I said, he knows my name. Hallelujah. Because I ain't playing church. Hallelujah. I ain't playing church, y'all. I mean what I say. Hallelujah. I told God, I'm telling you, and like I said, from a little child, 4 years old, God started to minister to me, and I minister to my mama through life. Hallelujah. And even as I grew up, I ain't play church. Nobody told me anything about no holiness. But when I met, hallelujah, and when she was telling me that God is her body, matter of fact, she told me already, God, hallelujah, she said, my daughter, God, speak to you. I just said, yes, ma'am. That's what I said. And then she smiled. She told me one day, she said, the work I do, you're going to do also. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. If you stick around somebody that's anointed, I'm talking about truly anointed, hallelujah, and God is being very active in that person's life, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gonna rub off on you. Glory be to God. And God has let me see miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. God did it through that woman in her house. And I tell you, he have this song for me too. Hallelujah. But not only because he did those things, but one thing, God knows I was real. God knows I didn't come to him and play. I told God, yes, sir, yes, sir. I told God to take that desire of beer from me. And then, you know, not only that beer, I would mix a little whiskey with it one day. But when I tell him, I said, God, you take it away. Trying to drink my sorrows away. You can't drink that up. Because time you drink it and sleep, wake up, and let that in your face. Hey. But when I gave it to Jesus, hallelujah, I walked right by and didn't think nothing about it. That's why I say I know God is a deliverer. Huh? Nobody can tell me. Well, I can hear what you said when you said God deliver. I believe exactly what you said. Hallelujah. I believe. And I never had no taste for it. If I smelled somebody around me with some beer, ooh, to me it was stink. Oh, I can't stand it. I mean, you can just pop a can open around me. I do. And I tell myself, Lord, I can't even imagine. I only drunk that stinking stuff. But I did. I did. But still, I said all that to them. And that was a sin that I lived. And nobody didn't tell me. I thought, well, no, you're young, you get out and have a little fun, drink with your friends. But that was sin. Now, if he would have called me, hell, I would have lifted my eyes because nobody told me I had to repent. But I talked to Jesus. There was so much protection. He spoke to me. He spoke to me. He'll speak in my ears. He'll tell me this. He'll tell me that. And everything he told me sure came to pass. I I said, God, going to Georgia. I said, coming back to Georgia. I said, he told me to tell you this is it. Get your life in order. Hallelujah. He said, get your life in order. Stop playing, church, and let the church be in you. Hallelujah. All this dividing, even Paul said in his word, dividing is already in the church house, but we need to come together as a body of Christ and truly love. Truly love. God, we said, what more is going to take? And there's no way in your word that you're coming back again to try to, you know, get people to get it right. No. Right, he did what he did. And he did it once. He left up to us. He left up to you now. I'm talking about this is it, people. Stop playing with your life. This is it. Don't end up in hell when you can end up in a heavenly place and live eternity, eternity. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, my God. Well, where he'll wipe all the tears from your eyes. I don't know about you, but I have did some crying in my life, and God wiped those tears away. Huh? Hallelujah, I tell you. I know my heart been broken so many times, and I've been pulled here and pulled down straight. But I tell you, I come back like a rubber band, baby. Hey, because Jesus knew I was real. He knew I was real. He going to take care of his own. Hallelujah. Now, you can stretch something, they'll break. Huh? But I'm telling you, I was stretched here, stretched there, stretched. And I went back in places, back together, like nothing never happened. Why? Because my Father got his hands up on me. Hallelujah. And it's time. It's time that we give our life to God. Oh, I even ask you, give your heart to God and stop putting it back. Oh, I wait till tomorrow. Well, I got one more thing I just want to do. You don't know, do you have time to do that you want to do? And sometimes it ain't nothing that you want to do. It's not important. Amen. But serving the Lord is very important. Serving the Lord is very important. There's somebody on that deathbed right now that don't know Jesus. By God, I pray for the entirety of the world, his people. I said, God, I cannot get there. I said, but one thing I do, no prayer, go there. I said, prayer will go there. Amen. And with prayer, go where that person is. God, Holy Spirit, I said, I actually just walk in the intensive care unit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, it just in the ear. Ha! Glory be to God. See, I don't know about you, but I believe God's spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, the spirit within you. They get together. Hey, glory be to God. Hey. And I believe God. I fix it. Hey, when those two spirits get together. Glory be to God. My. Hey, they work together. And they get that transition together. God will save that person on the dying bed. I believe that. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't going to be lost. But here's some people who say, when you came here, you were marked. Hey, I see you were marked for Jesus, and you never gave your life. But if you got breath, and you can repent, I hear you. And so many people think, oh, I did so much wrong. He won't forgive me. Oh, you are the one that he will forgive. You never can do so much. Huh? He can't forgive. I'm so glad we got a forgiving Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God. He let me know this is it. He told me to tell where, whoever I see, this is it. We need to start packing up now. Or we don't ever know where we're going to go. I said, pack up. Hallelujah. I remember a song I used to hear a long time ago. Said, I'm packing up, getting ready to go to Jerusalem. One time, we started packing up. beginning me to pray more. Hallelujah. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Don't wait till this evening. I won't wait till 5 o'clock this evening. We're going to have a prayer team. No, no, you pray now. Or you might don't see 5 o'clock this evening. You better move when the Spirit moving you. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, glory. I just praise him right now. I praise him. Hallelujah. I look back and I say, Lord, there was time in my life. No, I talked to you, Lord, but I didn't know about praising. I didn't know about nobody tell me to praise. But, Lord, I said, I praise you now. And I didn't praise you. I'm opening my big mouth now and say, hallelujah to the Most High God. I praise him for being my provider. I praise him for being my deliverer. I praise him for being my Savior. Hallelujah. He's my Savior and my rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I say, this is it. Hallelujah. And we're going to move on down here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm still talking about the judgment. Hallelujah. And like I said, so many people don't believe they got to be judged. They don't believe it. But I will say, repent. We ain't trying to judge nobody over here. We ain't trying to judge nobody. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We ain't trying to judge nobody out here. We just trying to give you the word, encourage you to get in the word, encourage you to let the word of God have its right away in your life. Hallelujah. That's what we trying to do. That's all we trying to do. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to come and be a judge to nobody, because God ain't sent us here to judge. Ain't but one judge, that's him. Hallelujah. And I am so glad he's on the jury. Because people might judge me. People might judge me. Hallelujah. And because they don't like me, they're going to judge me the wrong way. Hallelujah. But when Jesus judged me, he's going to judge me the right way. And I praise God for it. Hallelujah. We going on in Revelation now. Hallelujah. Revelation. Praise God for Jesus. The 7th chapter of Revelation. Thank you, Jesus. I said, God is good. I said, this is it. He's telling the world, this is it. Hey, I ain't coming back to die no more. I ain't coming back to be nailed to that rugged cross in the Mohawk. He said, when I was on the cross, I said it was finished. And I'm telling you, it is finished. I'm telling you, this is it. Hallelujah. Revelation 7:14 says, it was gone. Hallelujah. We read the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. He said, and I said unto you, sir, you know. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of a great tribulation and have washed it, their robe, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. See, we are coming through great tribulation. So many of us have been through great tribulation. The longer we live, we're going to see more tribulation. Hallelujah. As the world never seen before. But he said, John said that. Hallelujah. We got our garment. We got our robe. We got a robe and watch. Hey, he washed it. He washed it in blood. In Jesus' blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are saved by trusting in him. Trusting and believing in his word. Hallelujah. trying with all our heart to live according to his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So there is people that doing wrong, and they know they doing wrong, and they just don't care. But when you do wrong, and you know, find out you did wrong, you're going to have a repentant heart. You're going to be woman enough or man enough to say, if you can be in the presence of that individual, if you can't, you can pray God. Changing God, do the fit. You can say, sister or brother, forgive me. I didn't mean it the way it came out. It just came out that way. Forgive me. And you say, God forgave you, for not that person forgive you. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm talking about we're going to be judged. Hallelujah. So many people have made other people error in their life. Uh-huh. Make other people turn around and start to walking back in a sinful way. Even in the church house, they have, you know, just messed other people's life up. They have told lies and scattered out the name. The people will be so hurt. Well, I don't want no part of this, and this is Jesus. But the Bible said, what fault have you found to him? You can find plenty of fault in me, but you can't find no fault in Jesus. And I'm so glad. I said, this is it. And don't let the devil get in your heart and mind and say, well, don't go to church or whatever. You might as well leave them folks alone. They ain't right. Well, they ain't right, but there is somebody that is right. Because devil did you wrong. That means everybody else you run in contact with going to do you wrong. And then you run into another going to do you wrong. You got a mouth to open your mouth and talk. Guarantee he'll lead you in the right way. Amen. And then I'm going to go on down to the 7th chapter, which I'm in the 15th verse. I'm still talking about this is it. This is it. I'm talking about this judgment coming and God coming to judge. Amen. He said, therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne shall dwell among them. Who is that? Nobody but Jesus. We said God Almighty. He the one sits up on the throne. Hallelujah. He sits up on the throne. Hallelujah. He said, hey, he serves and serve him day and night. He serves day and night in the temple. And these are the people that came out of great tribulation. Great tribulation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm talking about today, the judgment. I said, we got to stand and be judged. Hallelujah, by the Almighty God. We've got to stand and be judged. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 15, and go to the 16. It's Revelation 16 and 15. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 16 chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me see. It's 20 minutes. 16. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, this is 16 chapter. And it's 15 verse. Where is 15 at now? Okay, 15. And 16. Okay. 16 chapter Revelation and the 15 verse. It say, behold, I come as a thief. It's true. God, he's going to come as a thief. And we don't know when that thief coming. He said, blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments. and let her know that we keep ourselves, our garments. Be watching for him. Hallelujah. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You walk around in sin, people going to see your shame. Hallelujah. We have to be ready. Hallelujah. Always being dressed up. I'm talking about the spiritual dressing up. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that spirit. That spirit man dressed up. Hallelujah. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I say hallelujah. And they see his shame. You're going to see the shame on your face when you see the Almighty God. And the judgment of God. And the suffering. Because it's a sucking. This will be a sucking. This will be the sucking. Hallelujah. Sucking. This wreck. He coming. He said, this is it. He said, this is it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got one more scripture for you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for Jesus. We're going to Revelation now, the 20th chapter. The 12th verse. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. This is about the second resurrection. But we know at the resurrection of the damnation, at the resurrection, he said, and the book were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. Hallelujah. God got a book. Everything we've done, good and evil, is in the book. Huh? You can't say, oh, God, I ain't do that. It's in the book. Hallelujah. Like I said today, his word is in the book. Hallelujah. And if you want to read these background scriptures, it's 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. Read that chapter, and then you can read 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 and 18. St. John 5 and 29. Talking about the book. And then he said, the book was opened. And another book, which is the book of life. Amen. And if your name not found in the book, you ain't going to have no life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the book according to their work. Amen. We're going to be judged according to our work. So let your work be good in the eyesight of God. Not trying to be man pleasers, but be a God pleaser. Amen. Because everybody got to stand and they got to be tried. I know my mama can't stand for me. Neither my father can stand for me. My grandparents can't stand me. I know I got to stand and be judged by myself. The work that I did. Hallelujah. And I always tell God, let the work I do, let it speak for me. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, it might be small, but let it speak for me. Because you know what I do it out of my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just praise God. I praise God. He letting us know each and every day time draws near. He ain't told you he's going to come tomorrow. He ain't tell you whether he's going to come tonight. He said, but when you see these things coming, you know your Redeemer draws now. It's time, people, that we repent. Hallelujah. I just thank God. My Savior. I thank God for Radio Ministry. I thank God Apostle Callender and Brother Wise Nancy Callender. I thank God that God put in his spirit to open up this line that whosoever will want to hear, they got the opportunity. Hallelujah. Because there's so many people, I'm not talking about the virus now. There's so many people, I say homebound people, you know, they don't have the opportunity to get out. I don't feel like getting out. But one thing about it, you can pick up your phone and dial. And you can hear the word of God. Because I said, there is no more excuse, huh? I said, he told me to tell you, this is it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. And every time I said it, I feel him all over me. He said, this is it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hey, glory. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, yes, Lord. I said, this is it. Hallelujah. That's small and great. Hallelujah. You might be a big man here. Upon this earth. No, so many big, we call big man. Hallelujah. Because you got some money, 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 money. Hey, hey. And you can look down on somebody that ain't got none. But he said, small and great, you got to be good. Hallelujah. Your money can't pay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It can't pay your way. Hallelujah. Because God knew her. He said, poor, he had it always. It's poor going to be with it always. Because he knew the money can't pay. Because if money had to pay, the poor people wouldn't be saved. But he still, if you know it. Hallelujah. You can be rich and be saved now. Hallelujah. He don't mind you being rich, but his way, what you do, what he gives you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You need that heart of Christ. Hallelujah. And stop looking down on a man. Hallelujah. Because so many need to be lifted up. Lifted up before God. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Woo! I couldn't wait because he gave it to me. I couldn't wait. Hey, scribe became. I couldn't wait. I said, Lord, I said, when I get back home, I said, I'm calling the pastor. Hallelujah. I don't know. And I just hope and pray that somebody was blessed with God. But I tell you the truth.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. Ooh, when I said, when I gave what he gave me, I feel a lifting in the spirit because he told me to tell you, this is it. And everybody I see, I don't care if it's in a grocery store, I'm going to tell them, God told me to tell you, this is it. You better start picking up now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we're packing up food. They got pack up toilet, kitchen, pack up this. You better pack up your life. You get your life in line. That when you stand before the Almighty God, hallelujah. You will hear, well done. Because that's what I want to hear. Well done. My God. He says, my goodness. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I am finished. I'm turning back into the hands of Apostle Callender. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Who are you?
Praise the Lord. Lucinda, did you go by the name Lucinda? Lulu?
Lula?
Did she go by Lucinda sometime?
No.
Yes?
I'm
Do you go by
Lula.
Lucinda too?
No, I'm just Lula.
No, because... Okay, Lula. Lula, you're my evangelist. But somebody told me that somebody sent in... Somebody sent in a love offering with Lucinda, and I thought that was you.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Lila. Hey, Mr. Lily. Lila from California then. Okay. Bishop is on the line. Apostle is on the line. So, Bishop, come on in and do the prayer of salvation.
Amen.
Because I'm on the job. But thank you so much for such a powerful word, my sister.
Amen.
And my apostle, I thank God. Thank God for the word.
Amen.
And I hear you breathe. You're breathing real good. I got to watch myself. You might knock me out of my position. You're just breathing so good. I could hear the strength in your breath. So I just thank God for you, and we just kept on lifting you up, and I know you're lifting us up too, but we know God is doing, he's a great God. What a wonderful word, I tell you. What a word, hallelujah. You actually preached salvation message. You know that? You actually did. But Bishop going to come in and do it anyway because this is his assignment. This is his assignment. Come on in, Bishop.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
I was listening to her. She prays the salvation. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I especially, Pastor Jefferson, I especially like one part that you said, you don't judge anybody. We don't judge anybody. The word of God says, judge ye not, lest you be judged. We can't judge anybody. We have our own self to account for. But we can advise people. We can advise people, don't do what somebody else is doing or whatever you're doing, stop doing. Repent. That's what we have to preach is to repent, keep the faith in God. You know? And I'm going to say this before I do the salvation prayer. I was a kid, had a man in my neighborhood. He was when I was the same age as my parents. And he told us, look, y'all have to live, you know, me and the other little guys out there, you know, you know, y'all got to live right. He said, don't do what I do. But the man condemned himself. He said, I'm going to burn for what I've done. Had I known then to tell him, I rebuke what you say. You know, I rebuke the enemy because the enemy put that in his mind. He knew he had sinned, but he didn't know not to, you know, mistake. Now, I hope by the time he crossed over, and he crossed over, I was grown with a family, you know, when he crossed over. I just heard about his death. But I hope that he had the presence of mind or somebody had told him, don't speak that because you're cursing yourself. Don't do that, you know. Don't say, you know, you're going to burn. Don't say that. Ask God to forgive you for whatever you've done.
That's right.
Now, as Apostle said, we are not here to judge you. We're only here to advise you, encourage you.
Amen.
To do the right thing. To live your life according to the word of God. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Book of Romans, chapter 3, at verse 23. Read it for yourself.
Amen.
Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. It says that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned.
Yes.
Nobody has never sinned. But you ask God to forgive you. And God's word says, you ask for forgiveness, and those sins are thrown in the sea of forgetfulness.
Right.
So I urge each and every one of you, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do so on this day. Don't hesitate, because as Apostle Jefferson said, you might not live to see 5 o'clock this evening. Or 2 o'clock this afternoon, or 3 o'clock, wherever you are, you may not live to see that hour.
That's right.
We don't know. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, I come quickly, and my judgment is with me. Whoa, that's a big sword he's carrying with double edges. You know? Oh, God, forgive us all, Father. And I pray in your precious name, Jesus, that everyone that heard this message today and would listen, repent of what you have done. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you're backslidden, rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, because no one knows when they are going to cross over. And I urge each and every one to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 and verse 9, okay? And the word of God says, you know, oh, Lord, the word of God tells us this. Well, what does it say? Excuse me. It says, what does it say? it says that the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Apostle Jefferson just preached it.
Yeah.
That you confess with your mouth, speak it out loud, let the enemy know, because he can inject thoughts, but he can't hear what you're thinking. Let him know. Speak it out loud. Put it in the atmosphere. Let the enemy and all his demons, let him know, I'm with Jesus now. I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me, Lord Jesus, for I have sinned. Confession is made in verse 9. I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I know I'm a sinner. And Lord, Jesus said, if you ask God to forgive you in his mighty name, in the name of Jesus Christ, the only way to repentance and to being saved is through Jesus, the door. He is called the way. You can't get into heaven without receiving Jesus as your Savior. Bottom line. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, if you confess that Jesus died for your sins, that God has raised him from the dead, and you believe it in your heart, you are now saved. Okay? You are now saved.
Yes.
Now, what I want you to do, if you will, it's up to you. God wants you to say that confession. And if you said that confession, you're now saved. Your slate is clean. Every sin you ever committed is thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. Just ask Jesus to forgive you, and he will. He will forgive you. Now, I want to say, if you don't have a Bible, to get yourself a Bible, there's several good Bibles, King James, New King James, New Living Translation, Logos, English Standard Version, all good Bibles. Get yourself a Bible. Read scripture every day. You don't have to read a whole chapter. You don't have to read a whole book every day. If you just read one sentence, one paragraph, and chew on it, like on a good steak, chew on it. You get all the flavor out of it. And ask Jesus, Jesus, help me to understand this word.
Amen.
And he will. Just ask him. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. It's God's word. Everything God says is true. Faithful and true. He is faithful and true. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he knows all. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So everything that you have done, said, he knew it. He knew you were going to do it. If you're going to sin tomorrow, the next half an hour, he knows it. But confess and ask him if you get a bad thought in your head. Confess it to Jesus right away. Don't let it linger on your mind. Confess it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, you shall be saved if you've made that confession. Now, if you've never been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we do at Block Talk Radio, find a church. If your church does not baptize as the apostles did, I'm not saying that you're not baptized, but the word of God says in the book of Acts, Chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there any other name mentioned under heaven among men. There's no other name mentioned other than the Lord Jesus Christ that we might be saved. Now, in the book of Acts, at chapter 2, verses 38 through 40, okay, and I'm going to give you a quick thing, 38, okay, the first thing Peter said to the multitude, repent. Repentance, not returning to the previous way you lived. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized. Here's the key. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall be saved. Once you go down into the liquid grave, okay, and it's an outward sign that says, you're dying to sin, and you're rising to eternal life with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Very easy. Invite people to your baptism. No matter if it's a stranger on the street, hi, how you doing? I'm on my way to be baptized. That's my church is around the corner or wherever, you know, Would you like to come and be a witness that I am being baptized? And by doing so, that person may say, well, I want Jesus too. You know, you're an ambassador in Christ, right? If you've accepted Jesus, you are an ambassador. You don't have to wear a title like a bishop or an apostle or a pastor or minister or deacon. You don't have to wear a title. You are an ambassador. You're a child of God. And if when you were a kid, did you tell kids, oh, come on to my house, you know, my parents have cookies and milk. They brought different toys for us to play with. You know, you're glad to have someone come. And that person may, you know, become a good friend for the rest of your life. Just think, if you invite somebody to Jesus Christ, for eternity, you're going to be rewarded for inviting that person if they accepted Jesus as their Savior. Eternity. That jewel is going in your crown. You have so many jewels that you won't be able to balance on it. It'll be pulling you from side to side, all the weight of the jewels, forward and backwards. So God bless each and every one of you. Get yourself a Bible, like I said. Tell your family members, friends, neighbors, even your enemies. Invite them to your baptism. You may not be your enemy anymore. They may need Jesus Christ, and we all do. They may have not received him, but they may have received him and backslidden. But they may rededicate their life to Christ Jesus. Do it for yourselves, for your family, and for your eternal salvation. God bless each and every one of you. Follow the laws of the land. No matter what people tell you out, hey, don't wear the mask. You look silly. Then look silly and don't be sick. Don't make your family sick. Don't contract a disease from someone who's not looking silly to themselves, but that they're causing other people's sicknesses and even death. You know, so just follow the laws of the land.
Amen.
And you're going to be rewarded for helping people in that manner. God bless each and every one of you. And through congratulations, there's a party or a celebration, I should say, going on in heaven right now if you've received Jesus as your Savior. Don't hesitate. Say it. Say it out loud now, today. Don't wait till this afternoon. Say it now.
Amen.
Say it out loud. You're in your home, you're in your car, whatever. If you're mic shy, you don't want nobody to hear you, speak it out your mouth. And the atmosphere is going in the atmosphere. And, you know, the enemy knows. The enemy knows now that you've spoken it out. Because the word says so. Hallelujah. If you've got the scripture, it's the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38. Okay. And if you just read the first paragraph, the first two sentences, you shall be saved. That's the word of God. God's word is never a lie. It's always true. God bless each and every one of you. And Apostle, it's back to you. He's working, Apostle Jefferson.
Yeah.
He's at work.
Okay, well then.
You probably heard.
Okay.
Is Mother Grant on the line?
Okay, let me see, Mother Grant. And then I'm going to ask, is Lulu, you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
Okay, if you want to have something to say.
Yes, I do. I praise God. Thank. I'm blessed to be here. And I certainly enjoyed the sermon. It did so much for me.
Thank the Lord.
This is it. It is now the time to praise God, to thank him for his goodness, and for all of us to come together and strive to be the best we can be in Christ.
Amen.
And this sermon was so inspiring to me. And I thank God for all of you and for the opportunity to be here, to hear and to learn and to be encouraged. And I thank you all so much for that.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to leave now, but I certainly enjoyed it.
Okay. Let me tell you this before you go back quick. Lula.
Okay. I'm still here.
I want you to be online.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
God bless
I hear you.
God bless you. I can't hear
you. Okay, God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Is Mother Grant is on the line? Mother Grant? What is Deacon on the line? Well, I guess nobody on the line. Apostle?
Give them a couple of minutes, Apostle. They may, you know, be in the restroom or whatever. You know,
okay,
so
I wait
a minute. Just give them a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Sometimes people are on their jobs, they can't respond, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told me he was on
it. I enjoyed it because, you know, I said, wow. You know, why don't people just think? Just listen to the word and think about what was taught.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise
the Lord, Apostle. I just hang myself up, but doing some things over here. I had some help, but the helper, he's sick today, so I had to work by myself. So trying to get some things done before the weather gets snowing over here. But
I know
I'm doing good. But we thank God for. Thank God for that powerful anointing word that you released today. And we're grateful. We're truly grateful that God has allowed you to come back with your full armor.
Amen.
And you didn't leave none. You didn't leave none of the armor in the closet. You bring out all the armor. And that was good.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, when the devil see you got on all your armor, he knows you mean battle.
Amen.
You didn't leave nothing behind.
Man.
So we are grateful for that. We are
Thank
grateful
you,
for that. And it's good to hear you back on the line.
Thank the Lord.
Doing what thus says the Lord.
Pastor,
there's a few people on the line.
She told me y'all had prayed.
Yeah, you know, we don't.
Yes, Lord.
We don't stop praying for each other.
Amen.
We don't stop praying for each other.
That's
what it's all about.
Amen.
If I see you or don't see you, I'm still going to pray for you.
Amen.
You know, that's what we do. You know, but we thank God. The word was just powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it was on point.
Yes,
it was
Lord.
On point. If you were blind, you could see it. If
Amen.
You were deaf, you could hear it. It
Hallelujah.
Was right on point. And
thank you,
I would say to you and to everyone that listening, I just walk up 3 flights of stairs. But that word came straight from heaven.
Amen.
God is requiring that today and every day.
That's right.
That
Amen.
We get our life in order.
Hallelujah.
And not playing church because you can't fool God.
It's the truth now.
You know. And a lot of folks, think because they're going to the church building that they're going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They think, well, one thing for sure, they're going to see God, but they're not going to see him. They're not going to see him as a king. They're going to see him as a judge. They're going to see him as a judge. You know what I'm saying? Because they have not made a decision to live for him.
Amen.
They have not made a decision to live for him. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to see Jesus. Yes, you're going to see him. You're going to see him with a judge, as a judge. And you don't want to see him as a judge.
No, no, no. Hallelujah.
I sure enough don't want to see him as a judge. That's why sometimes when I work for some people, they try to mess the money up. I tell them, go ahead. If you want to mess my money up when you know I'm worth more than that, go ahead. Because you got to deal with God. Because I'm God's servant. And I'm not going to take advantage of nobody. But if you take advantage of me, you're in trouble. Because God promised to fight my battle.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fight for me.
He's going
to
fight
for me. I told one lady, she tried to hold my money.
Mm-hmm.
One lady tried to hold my money, right? And when I told her, I said, you can hold the money if you want to. Because I know I work more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what's going to happen? God going to deal with you. You ain't going to have no rest. But
Amen.
I'm going to sleep good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep good because I know that I'm in the right. Guess what? He called me and said, Where you going to come and get your money? Where you going to come? Man of God, where you going to come and get your money? God already started working with her. God already started working on her. She had no peace. So, see, we got to live what we preach. We got to live what we preach.
Amen.
We can't preach something, preach one thing and live something else. We got to live what we preach.
Amen.
You know? But by what I said, you got to practice what you preach. But I say it this way, we got to live what we preach. We got to live what we preach. So I tell you, Papa Smitty, I really miss you. I really miss you.
I
tell
you
the truth.
I
miss you. We all miss you. I'll tell you, when you preach the gospel, and you preach the gospel, Jesus always had some jokes too. Jesus, if you look at Jesus, had some jokes in his ministry. But when you preach the gospel, my God, you always give us some jokes. And I said, you know, I miss the pastor. Because the pastor going to tell you some things from down home, going to have you laughing. If you just come on the line and you had some sadness in your spirit, I'll tell you, by the time she finishes with that word, you're going to have a smile on your face. And that's what I love about you. You just put it out there the way the Lord give you, and you add a little sauce to it. Make
you know
it real sweet.
When God was speaking to me like down through the years, I told God, I said, Lord, I don't know enough to preach your word. Do I say? I don't feel worthy enough. I said, get somebody that's smart. No, I told him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he said, I take the foolish thing to combine the wise. He said, because some people.
That's right, that's right.
And this is the truth, because like I said many times, I hear ministers to people and they cuss me out. He said to me, he said, you tell some people something that I say, well, some other people wouldn't tell the person what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now, God, you can go on.
That's the truth.
I'm saying to you, God, you can make it. He said, but he ain't going to make you do nothing. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna make you do nothing. But
okay.
I just thank God. I just thank God. I say, you know, Lord, I say, I'm just gonna say, God, you just use me the way you wanna use me. And then if I allow God to use me the way he wanna use me, God's gonna be satisfied. Because it ain't about me, it's
mm-hmm.
all about you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But
amen.
I really been blessed, praise God, you know, since the Lord has blessed us to come together in the Lord, you know. I really been blessed. I really been blessed. And I thank God. I just thank God for you and your wife. God has made a way for you. Open the line. You know what I mean? Pastor Watson be talking sometime. I say, so many people, you know, they are complaining. Even they'll say, at the church they attend, I heard people say, but my pastor only let me get preach. And me, I said, one thing about it. I said, if they come to Apostle Callum and they want to preach the word, I said, God's going to let Pastor Callum know who's real and who ain't. Go open that door for him. He can open that door for him. You know, he going to give you opportunity to use what God gave you. But I ain't talking
about
hopping on and hopping off. But we are praying for people to come, you know, be a part, that we all can come together as brother and sisters in the Lord and know what God put in our spirit to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Apostle. The line is open, and if no one is going to share, I want to ask you, Apostle, you can go ahead and close out because I'm
okay.
going to go drill some holes now before I leave here. I want to drill
right.
some holes. I think I hear Brother Deacon. I think I hear Brother Deacon.
Brother Deacon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. We miss you, woman of God. Get your boy. Thank God I get your boy this morning. Thank the Lord. I glad Chad always glad to hear the word of God this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's always a pleasure to hear.
Yes.
The word of God. Let the Lord allow to lead you to use you on today. And I just really thank God how God is saying something, and he doing wonderful things. You to thank God for it, even though I don't get a chance to say anything, even though, like the man of God said a while ago, I may be tied up on my job, and sometimes we don't never get a chance to say anything, but I'm still listening to the word of God.
Yes, yes.
Here's one thing about it. I ain't going to leave on the word of God. You can't leave and jump off on the word of God. That's disrespectful to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you that now. I don't know about nobody else. Some of them leave and be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you leave the word of God, now that just, you got to deal with God for yourself.
That's right.
That between you. That's between you and God.
Amen.
Like when you leave and walk out on the word of God, guess what? Guess what? You're going to be accountable for what you do. You got to deal with, like I just said, you got to deal with God yourself.
Amen.
And that's a no-no. You got to deal with it, huh?
Amen.
You
got to
deal with the word of God for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I seen it with my own eyes. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw coming in, leaving in, leaving in, walking out on the half of God. Mm-hmm. Leaving out on the word, what the word going forward.
Mm-mm-mm.
You want to leave and just walk out. I'm not making this up. I saw it with my own eyes. And you know it's a wrong thing to do is leave and walking out.
Yeah.
Bet you don't leave. I bet they don't leave when they're doing some things. It really not of God. I bet you don't think about that, but what they be doing. And that's why you want to leave on the word of God. Why the word going forward. You know it's the wrong thing to do. And we know it.
Yes,
so like when you take something, when you know when a person out there takes something and they know, if you see a person out there suffering out there, if you see a person out there on the street, if they homeless, if you see a person, give a person maybe $5, maybe $10. Like we did when we came to stir what I saw. I saw a young man out there, he was homeless by himself. Me and my mother, we stopped by a stop sign, and he was standing on there right on the corner. And somehow we stopped. Mother really felt sorry both of us felt sorry for the young man. And I kind of, I thought about what if that was me, me and my sister, what if that was me? Well, what if that was us? I was like that. That young
mm-hmm.
man situation, he was homeless.
Jesus.
He had no place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
No, the man just out there just, poor young man ain't just, he just was just by himself, homeless. Then had no place to stay. Well, we just pitched in, gave him $10. Stopped by, gave the young man $10. And we blessed this man of God, gave him $10. And that's what we did.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of us wouldn't even do that. They'd walk by or drive by like they weren't stunned at first. They weren't stunned at first that person was homeless. And sometimes we know how we are. We be so selfish and be so childish. Won't even help. Won't help to lend to a poor. Cause we see that person. Now what if we were like that? What if we was in that young man's shoes that had they had no place to live, no had no place to go, no rooftop is here. Well, what if we were like that young man? What if we were like that?
Mhm.
And some of us right now. And some of us, I'll be thankful, praising God. Some of us now, that big nice house, nice home, munitions of house, $1 million truck, big trucks and all that, big trucks. So I'm gonna get, but we never mentor a poor. But what you doing buying another truck when you already got one at home? you go, you know, that's the truth. You got one thing at home, a big truck, then you go around and go buy and buy another truck. Or are we trying to help men to the poor?
That's so awful.
Now, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You all be shaming yourself. That woman, that's just like you had a wife at home. You got a one wife at home. What you doing sleeping in? Your wife is gone. And while she gone, you gonna sleep. You gonna bring another wife. You gonna bring another woman inside your wife's house. And when she come on catch you with a wife, then guess what? Guess what? She catch you, get caught you busted. Guess what? You in deep trouble. You in bad trouble. That's right. You in bad trouble. Cause you the one did it. Cause you had no business bringing the house in the first place. You ought to leave her alone. You ought to leave out of house. You ought to leave her somewhere. You ain't got to be going around with what you having two wives for? It's already at home. Already good to you. But you bringing in somebody that ain't no good for you.
You might have right, Deacon. You might have right.
You in bad church.
You bring a woman in your wife's house, you might be in the NFL. Not for long.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Top of your head
off. You messed up. Yeah, that's right, Bishop James. You kept that right. You in bad shape. You messed up. You messed.
That's right.
You messed. She caught you.
Kill you faster than anything
busted.
In the drugstore. You got some lethal poison in the drugstore. You know.
That's right.
And what did it say? There's no fury in hell like a woman scorned. You fool around if you want. You'll be by yourself.
That's right.
That's a 6-foot hotel. Yeah. You check in and you don't check out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all right to say. You check it in, you check it out.
That's right. No checking out. You can check in, but you ain't going to check out.
You ain't going to check no. You ain't might not going to check no more. It is no low weird.
Nope, that's it. That's it.
And
in a couple years,
they
have room for another one.
That made me think, right. You know, when I was working, and I know this man, I know he really seen a death angel.
Yeah.
Why he see this woman.
Yeah.
And this is true. And when I came to work that morning, the lady met me in the door, and she told me that she ain't got no sleep all night. I said, what? She said, my husband told me he see a woman. In here. I just said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, we gonna be all right. She said, I try to tell him, ain't no woman hall. So when I went on the man room, finished feeding, he's oh man, that's what.
Yeah.
He kept cutting his eye down the hall. He said, I see a woman. You see that woman around there? And I said, huh? You see a woman? Around there? I said, oh yeah. I said, I see her. He said, oh no, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Because his wife and named Ruth. He said, I can't live in the house with two women. And he said, and Ruth ain't going to live in the house with another woman here. And I just started to laugh at me. I couldn't help it. The way he said it, he started to laugh at himself. And his wife heard us laughing. She came up. She said, what? I said, your husband said, he see a woman in the house and said, you ain't going to stay with another woman in your house. I said, that was so cute to me. Cause I said, that he's telling the truth. Ain't no woman, ain't no two women going to stay in the house with that one man now.
Uh-huh.
And that was funny. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nope. It would have been funny in that house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, no. Now, they got some people that's cheeky like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My mother had a friend, a lady, a teacher she used to teach with. And she come there crying one day at the school. She said, what's wrong? And she was telling my mother about her husband. he started dating a woman that lived right around the corner in their backyard met. And when he get mad with the woman, he come back home. He get mad with her, he go back by the woman. And she put up with that. My mama said, you know what?
Michael.
You know what? If it was me, he wouldn't have no home to come to.
I know that's right.
You couldn't get along with me, you went by her, stay by her. Stay by her. If you that cheeky, if you that cheeky, well, I feel sorry for you.
That's right.
That's just stupid.
Yes,
you do that kind of action, you stupid.
That's your truth.
That is bad enough if you're cheating, but if you bring it in your wife's face, vice versa, if the woman bringing in her husband's face, and then, you know, just disrespect. And the thing about it, the woman he's with, he's disrespecting her just as bad as he's doing his wife. Only difference is his wife got the paperwork.
That's your truth now.
But I tell you, people do stupid things.
Yes, they do.
Yes, Lord.
People get away with it, you know. But we know, thank God, that we know they ain't the right way. Amen.
No, you know that. You know
that.
You know, like Bailey Brown said, you know better. You know better. Y'all to do better. And that's the truth.
Amen. Oh, I love when she say that because she tells the truth. You know better.
You
ought to do better.
That's true now.
You know better, y'all do better. Yeah, they know better. They don't want y'all to do better. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yes. On them, Lord. Open up the eyes. Open the eyes, Jesus.
That's right, Lord.
Open the eyes wide open, Lord.
That is the truth. Need them wide open. That's right.
Yeah. Open their eyes wide, Lord.
Open their eyes. That's right.
The air of their ways. You know, like I said, we all have sinned. And nobody that
we all feel true. That's right.
We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God every day. We
every
do
day.
Something that don't
right.
please God every day, even though we think that we're doing something right. We're doing
right.
No matter how big or small it is. There's some time in the day or night that we're not pleasing God.
That's the truth.
We should and should not do things.
That's it.
And we do things, and sometimes it's just totally unconscious. You might
That's
be
right.
doing something that irritates your mate for the last 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Your mate ain't told you nothing. Well, that, I don't like that.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah.
know? And you keep irritating that person, whether it be a lady or if you're a lady and it be a man, you keep irritating that person. And then they get all upset with you and get loud.
Yeah.
Why did you put up with it for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
If something is bothering you, listen. Yeah. Apostle can tell you, I always say, how can I rectify a situation if I don't know that it's a situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something bothers you, tell me that bothers you.
Yeah.
And see, when you tell me that bothers you, then I'm not going to do it anymore. If I love you enough, I want to please you. I won't keep my marriage.
Amen.
That's right.
You know,
right.
I used to have a little nickname I call Apostle Linda.
Uh-huh.
And I said that to her one day. She said, you know, I don't like that what you call me. I ain't called it to her before. No, because I didn't really know if it was irritating. You know, but I want to please my mate. You know?
That's right.
And, you know, you can have somebody upset with you for years. If they don't tell you that it's upsetting you, you know, then, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't know. You might be doing stuff like, I was doing it in fun. I was saying it in fun.
Uh-huh.
But it irritates me, so I don't do that no more. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep. Yep.
That's good. You know, it's all about respect. And that's one thing a true man or a true woman going to do to the mate. They ain't going to do a thing that they know.
That's right.
They're going to upset
you.
No.
I tell you, I used women to say a long time ago, my grandmother had a friend. She was a friend. And the lady was younger than my mama. But she was a very nice person, and she used to tell her all the time about what her husband was doing and he wasn't doing and stuff. So my grandma told me, she said, well, you know, I'm not the one, though. She said, what you mean, Mr. Reed? She said, your husband is irritating you when you say that or do that. Tell him.
That's right.
Tell him.
That's right. That's right.
The man don't know. You know, and she said, I never thought about that. She said, no, well, you know, about 2 or 3 years ago, you were telling me the same thing, and you've been telling me since then, I know. Why you don't tell this man?
After
she told him what it was that was upsetting her, the man never did it no more.
It,
believe it, it was a simple thing. The man used to go sit on the front step in his undershirt, and she couldn't stand that, but she didn't tell him.
Mm-hmm.
The man stopped doing it. He was smoking on the front step. Well, we had too much nothing but window fans or whatever. And, you know, it was a nice little breeze. He sat out on the front step in his undershirt, and that used to upset her. And instead of her telling him that upset her, she just let him do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, why? Help you. Why didn't you tell the man that that was upsetting you? I didn't want him to get angry. So she said, did he get angry? She said, no. And he don't go outside. He don't go outside in his undershirt anymore. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you'd have told him that 20 years ago.
He had to go through that. That's the truth.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Praise God.
No.
Brother Deacon.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for you and for your words. Amen.
Yeah.
A word of encouragement to me. Amen.
Yeah.
And in between this coming Friday on Saturday, whichever night, because I promise you I'm going to minister on your birthday. And so I got sick myself, and plus my niece was sick. And, you know, and I just really hate it because I don't like to tell a person I'm going to do something, don't do it. Because I'm a woman. Hallelujah.
We one thing I can say, I can say that about you. You being honest. I like that about you. You honest with what you said. And, I like that. That's what we need to do. We need to be honest.
Amen. So you just let me know if it, you know, you want me to do it this Friday or this Saturday night. I guess be almost at Saturday night. If you want me to,
that'd be fine.
Okay, because right now, me and Pastor Linda, I got to see what Pastor Linda want me to do, how she want me to do it. You know, and then I would hate to do it like if I have to preach that day, then come back. But if I have to, I will. I will.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and close out, you know, and so I can get my house kind of straightened up because I've been gone. I've been gone. and I'm going to try to fix me something to eat. But I just praise God for you. I praise God. And see, you know, We all need encouraging in the word of God. No, encouraging. But, you know, like I said, my mind is made up. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God said this is it. And we need to keep that within our spirit. Amen.
That's right.
Okay. Amen. Well, if our hearts is clear, amen, mine, no more you want to say unto the Lord or to whoever, I'm going to close out with this prayer because soon as I believe, and even when I can't testify, I know because I have seen prayer been answered. Amen. And prayer changed things. And right now, let me turn my mic away while I quit. It almost, but I can't stand there nowhere. right now it's praying time, and the Bible says
that's right.
Season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Father, as we come before your throne at this hour, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank and praise you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. And God, we come, we join together in one spirit, praying, Lord, for the lost all over the world. We pray, God, that you would touch the heart. And, God, that when they missionary or get on the network some kind of way, internet, and hear of you, God, give them a repentant heart. and let them accept you as Lord and Savior. Father, we ask you those on the bed of affliction, Lord, heal the body. Heal them, the pain. Oh, God, you is a pain solver. Hallelujah. You can touch that pain. You can speak the word. And so many of that virus, and some of them having another case of it. But, God, I know you can heal it. But, God, you said in your word that you're going to send pledges. And you said back then, the pledges are already healed. But you said there are going to be more pledges. But I still believe that, God, you're going to heal some through the pledges. And I believe you're going to take some out of the pledge. But the main thing, I want them to give their heart to you. I love to hear people say, God, save my soul. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, let Holy Spirit to walk through the hospitals all over the world. Holy Spirit, all you do just a wave of hand. All you do just blink eye. Hey, glory, hallelujah. All you do just speak the word. And some other point, their heart's color. The doctor would be amazed. The nurses, the workers would be amazed. God, you still that same God. You are some miracle working God. Somebody's hungry today, God. Somebody stand up on the bridges. Somebody will build them a little a city on the side of the road. And as Deacon was saying, so many passed by. But God, I ask you, God, today, those that drive by and see people, first thing, some of them get this attitude, they just putting on trying to get some money. But whether those people putting on or not, touch them hard and let them stop and give them some food or give them some money. What they do with it, that's their individual. You, they giving out their heart, and you're going to bless them for giving. God, all over the world, God, we thank you for loving us first. And, Lord, we can say today that we love you. We ask you to bless our overseer apostle, Callender, and his wife, Nancy Collin, and the entire family. God, we ask you as he on this job working, give him strength. Give him strength, God. But, Lord, let him work so much at a time that he will not overdo it for his own body's sake, in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless Apostle Linda and Bishop Jane, oh, the woman and man of God. I ask you to keep them in the heart of your hand, everything that their heart desire. God, I ask you to do it for them. I ask you to do it for them in the name of Jesus. And, God, I praise your name. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, I ask you when Apostle get back, let her get some rest. Because I know her body is tired in Jesus' name. And God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll talk about this.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle. Lord, bless you and keep you, and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. As the Lord give you peace.
Yes.
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 Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk
you all
later,
have a blessed
okay?
evening.
Amen. Okay, then.
Lord bless you all. Remember, I love you, but God love you more. I'll talk
Amen.
To you all later. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen.